Junior doctors are on strike again this morning for 2 days as tension mounts in public hospitals from strikes. It's 8 o'clock this morning. The strike begins. It goes until early Thursday. It's the third such strike by the doctors since the middle of January. And doctors are also planning a fourth 2 day strike in just 2 weeks' time. Well, Karen Brown has been covering this closely. She's our health correspondent, of course. Good morning to you, Karen.
Good morning, Guyon.
What's happening in the public hospitals today?
Look, an estimated close to 1,700 junior doctors will go on strike at all district health boards except the West Coast and Nelson today and tomorrow, as you said. Now, West Coast has not been participating in the strikes, and Nelson's being excluded by the doctors' union because of the fires. Now, the 1,700 figure that I've just mentioned is based on information I've got from the district health boards under the Official Information Act for the numbers, both working and those on strike in the first and second strikes. They were the 15th and 16th and the 29th and 30th of January. For both those strikes, about half the number of junior doctors who would normally be working on those days worked, although that number included doctors who were part of a rival doctors' union, those on individual contracts, and members, union members who chose to work during the strike.
Now, some have spoken out. I believe it's Palmerston North, the senior doctors there have spoken out. Are there others, Karen, who share these concerns?
Look, people aren't commenting publicly in this highly charged situation, Guyon, but I understand there are broad concerns. The Palmerston North doctors wrote to their DHB about their growing exhaustion fatigue, they called it, among the senior doctors, with excessive hours, their inability to cover all the acute work that was needing to be done by them to cover for the striking junior doctors, and their view that delays to already stretched waiting lists, including for cancer care, are growing, they said, with each extra strike. Look, Guyon, wider concerns would be completely understandable, and I do hear them. It's not just junior doctors, of course, that are striking at the moment, but we've got midwives out and anaesthetic technicians at various stages in different district health boards. It's a very vexed scene, and it is stretching district health boards. Now, for their part, the DHBs are saying senior doctors have played a critical role in delivering emergency and acute services while also minimising the effect on patients during the strikes. The DHBs say yesterday they've said they thanked the senior doctors for this extra help, and they noted that senior doctors are being paid significant amounts for the extra work, and we have covered that. But others, Guyon, and patients and their families, I think from what we're hearing, many of them are feeling worried too.
Yeah, well, what are they saying? Have you heard from patients?
Well, we heard earlier this morning on Morning Report from the mother, a Canterbury mother of a patient, a 17-year-old teenage daughter, whose surgery for two very painful benign bone tumours, osteoid osteoma, has been delayed. And this woman says that she understands the strikes have been mentioned as a reason, one of the reasons for that, and she says no one is winning in this industrial battle. This woman said she understands the doctors need to stand up for their employment conditions, but people like her teenage daughter, who's losing out on schooling and in pain and lacking energy, are left to battle it out while these two organisations involved can agree on terms.
Well, that's the big question then, isn't it? I mean, can they agree? Are we any closer to an agreement?
Well, not to my knowledge, Guyon. District Health Boards aren't commenting on that. It's a tense situation. And the RDA, that's the Junior Doctors Union, says everyone's under pressure. They said yesterday afternoon that the parties must work to fix this. What this row comes down to, I believe, is who should have the overall control or the final say regarding work by the junior doctors in public hospitals. So at issue is clauses of the employment contract that concern proposals by the district health boards to alter so-called safer rosters agreed in, or provisioning parts of clauses of these safer rosters agreements agreed in 2016. At the moment, the RDA can prevent some roster changes taking place. They have a power to turn those down. The DHBs want to change that so that the doctors involved and the local managers decide, with an ability by the doctors to escalate issues to their union if needed. Now, the extra industrial action by the anaesthetic technicians, that's a union that is, has connections to the RDA, is adding to the pressure. Now, DHBs have been intending to hold the line this time around in these talks to try to fix issues that they regard have been a problem for some time. And the union says it's as strong as ever and it's going to defend its current rights. Now, mediation will take place on Friday, and if that fails, Guyon, and that'll be the, I know, at least the third time they're doing, probably the fourth time of mediation, if it fails, it's very hard to see what could stop the strikes on February 26 and 27.
Thanks, Karen. Karen Brown there, our health correspondent, with the very latest news and analysis on the doctors' strike.